Welcome back to the Easy Talk Show. I'm your host, Easy Ward. This is the show you'll get nourishment for your knees, food for your soul, and healing for your hearts. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all the love from episode 23. Lonely, but not alone. All the feedback, all the comments, you know, I greatly, greatly appreciate it a whole bunch. If you're new to my channel, please like, comment, and subscribe to Easy Ward TV. Once again, if you're new to my channel, please like, comment, and subscribe to Easy Ward TV. And also, I now have a mailing list. It's a link below. It says Flow Desk. Please, please, please hit that link. Next year, 2025, we got a lot of great things coming for you guys. And, you know, I'll let it just stay connected. So please, please tap in with me on that. Man, today, today's a good one. Something that God's really been showing me and talking to me about is this quote, it's this phrase, and it's called preparing for the promise. Preparation for promise is what, you know, we're going to title this. And today I want to talk about preparation and preparing for the promise from the standpoint of the preparation is more important than the promise. And I think for a lot of us, we oftentimes idolize the mountaintop and the shiny thing and, you know, whatever the promise that God has spoken to us about, but we neglect the preparation. And in that preparation, that's where you're getting refined and you're getting pruned and you're getting chastised and you're getting developed to be able to withstand the air that comes with the mountaintop. See, even just from a science, and just overall, you know, geographic standpoint, right? The higher you elevate, the thinner the air. You know, I never forget my mentor told me that phrase, and it changed my whole perspective. So what that's saying is this, right? The higher you go and the higher your call, the thinner the air. So as you go up, you know, to a certain altitude, you know, there are certain things that you got to have. You got to have a certain capacity to be able to stay on that level because the air is so thin. That's why they say, you know, everybody can't go with you. Everybody can't travel with you to the mountaintop. And it's in the preparation of the valley, in the valley, that helps you maintain the oxygen levels needed at the mountaintop. See, because if you don't go through preparation, you know, in the valleys, you know, in the storm, you won't be able to withstand the oxygen level and have the capacity and the grace to be able to stand at the mountaintop. So today, you know, I want to talk about, you know, preparing for the promise, because I think a lot of us right now who are watching, if we're being honest, you know, we idolize the mountaintop. We made a huge, huge mistake of making the promise idol over our life. How many times are we just like, man, I just want to get out of this season. I just want to get out of this time period in my life. I'm sick of this. I'm so frustrated. Nothing's going right. And for me, I'm talking to myself, because I know oftentimes there are things that I've told God that I want. I'm like, God, I want to be this person. God, I want this to happen on my platform. God, I want to be this kind of speaker. God, I want to be developing this way. And then what he will allow trials to come in my life to prove to him if that's what I really want, right? Or if what I say I desire is what I really, really desire. And today, I want to encourage you and let you know that sometimes the preparation is even longer than the promise. And not only that, but the preparation, it helps you to learn lessons in the process that help you be able to steward the promise and the breakthrough and the great thing that comes, you know, when you get to the mountaintop, when you get to the top. So, you know, it's a few examples of people who had long preparation and, you know, did great things. Starting off with Jesus. I mean, he spent 30 years in preparation, you know, and has 3 years of ministry, you know, and a significant portion of his life is, you know, unaccounted for, you know, and a lot of scholars say during that time he was growing and being prepared. You have Joseph, who was hated by his brothers. He was sold into slavery, falsely accused, you know, by Potiphar's wife and overlooked, you know, while in prison. You know, his gift made room for him while in prison. But all this happened from the time, I think he was like 17 to the time he was 30 years old. And then he ruled for the remainder of his life. David was anointed and then went back to tending sheep, went back to overseeing sheep. So why am I sharing all this? I'm sharing this because somebody's out there watching right now and you are frustrated. You're aggravated. You want to quit. And because I want to quit at times, you know, I want to throw in the towel. So a lot of this is like a dear easy to easy. You know, and I'm also letting everybody in to my dear easy moment. But the preparation that you're going through right now, it may hurt. It may feel like God's not there, but he is. And it may feel like, man, you know what? I'm ready to really throw in this towel because I don't see anything that's working out in my favor. But I do want you to know that the preparation is necessary for the mountaintop that one day you're going to get to. And if you don't learn how to navigate the tough waters and the valleys at this level, you won't be able to stand at the mountaintop because you won't have the capacity to. So be encouraged that right now, if you are in a season where you've been prepared and it feels like, man, I've been here for 2 or 3 years, just know that it's something being developed in you so that your capacity and your oxygen levels are ready to withstand that thin air, because you do have a high call. But, you know, with that comes a certain level of endurance and training and rigor and fine tuning and refinement that you must go through in order to get there. So, man, and I'll say this, don't let your current situation stop you from preparing what's yours. I'm gonna say it again. Do not let your current situation stop you from preparing for what's yours. The opportunity is gonna come, but will you be ready? The different things in your life are gonna open up. The opportunities are gonna come. The deals are gonna come. The ventures are gonna happen for you, but will you be able to step in? The worst thing we can have is a sense of regret, of feeling like we didn't do all that we were supposed to do in our preparation season and the promise comes. And I know for me, I can speak to this, but I'm grateful that thus far in my life, I've learned that opportunities will come. Like, they without a doubt are going to come. But I was ready at all times because I stewarded well over where I was at. So I want to encourage you and let you know that, listen, even when you can't see it, the preparation that you're going through, it's going to come a time where if you've been working, it's going to be on full display. If you haven't been working, it's going to be on full display. So, you know, I want you to know that if you are out there preparing and working hard, stay at it. Stay at it. Because there's going to come a time when opportunities are going to come and you must be ready. So I'm going to stop right there. I know Dan, you know, probably got some powerful questions, some things to talk about. And we're going to open the floor up and just have an open discussion around preparation for promise.
Word, man. I'm going to start this off the bat with a question for you. What do you think you're being prepared for or developed if you're in that season right now?
Me.
Yeah.
Like me particularly.
Yeah. If you could take a step back and look at yourself from a out of body type of thing, like what would you say, or what do you think you're being prepared for, or you don't know?
Nah, I know. well, okay. I shouldn't say so confident because like you never know what God mm-hmm. is going to do. So like I take that back. I don't. It's like I have an idea, but I'll say that I believe God is preparing me to lead people, mm-hmm. to teach His word to people. Mm. To be a vessel for His people, to be a generational change agent, and ultimately a world changer for His kingdom is what I believe I'm being prepared for. And I believe that the trials in my life and the things that's not working and the doors that are rapidly closing in my life and the frustration that He's allowing to occur in my life is all preparing me for the greater purpose that He has and the call and assignment that He has for my life. So hopefully I answered your question, but that's what I believe.
Yeah.
I'm being prepared for in this season.
That's so good.
That's a personal question too, because like, it's like I'm glad you, once again, like, by the way, Dan never tells me what he's going to ask me. So like, it's very authentic, because a lot of this stuff I wouldn't want to naturally share. So I'm glad that he asked me, because when he does it, you know, I'm forced to be vulnerable and open up on things that I may not necessarily want to talk about in my own self.
Like, and what would you say, I guess, so far, like, what would you say those steps have been, if that makes sense? Like, what, so, okay, if you're being groomed and prepared to be this person that is supposed to encourage others, teach his word, like, what are you thinking about, like, I guess, what would be some of the things that you're doing now that tell you that?
Well, first, before I can encourage anybody else, sometimes I got to encourage myself. So I think that I've, like, and I still struggle with this. Like, this is a true story, like, really real struggle, I'm about to say. But sometimes I struggle with the fact that I feel like I'm doing so much, and sometimes I can't see the fruit and the result of what I'm doing. And in that, sometimes I get frustrated, because I'm thinking, like, has God forgotten about me? Has he left me, you know, like, am I still, you know, being covered by him?
Right.
So I think first is learning how to encourage myself through tough times. The next thing I would say is that he's given me opportunities that are, I think they call it low barren. I heard this pastor, Manny Arango, talk about this, and he was saying, you know, when you first, you know, operate in your gifting, you want to ask God to bless you with low barren opportunities where it's not a lot of consequence, you know, and it's like you can get great reps and great opportunities and environments that may not be like the grand big stage. So for me, I began opportunities to speak at a chapel for middle school and high school recently.
Right.
You know, I get a chance to sometime, you know, lead, you know, and mentor other men, you know, help lead them, or, you know, help counsel my friends. I think all these things are working together and are shaping me and developing me into the man that God wants me to be for his kingdom. So I think that all those things are working together, you know, and I also think that, like, he keeps giving me opportunities to operate in my gift, you know, whether it's, you know, hosting the pre and post show at my church. Like, matter of fact, I just got an email yesterday about, you know, hosting the pre and post experience at my church in December. So I think that all these opportunities, all these doors, and you're smiling right now because I know you're thinking something, but all these doors are beginning to open, you know, as what I call glimpses of glory.
You took the words out of you know what I'm saying, my brain. I was thinking, like, this sounds like the term I got from you, glimpses of glory that you've been seeing. So that's good. One thing that when you were speaking that I just kept thinking about was how it's very similar or related obedience to preparation.
Yes.
Like, preparation and obedience, like,
are
like,
actually go hand to hand.
Yeah, for sure. And, like, a lot of times we will, God will call us to these things. I'm calling you to prepare. I'm calling you to this step because I know, easy, you have to learn how to do this. You have to learn how to be in this area. You have to learn how to deal with these people, how to deal with this and this in order to get to your glory. So I'm going to give you these crumbs and these glimpses, which are still going to bless you. And I'm going to let this happen to you and this happen to you, so I know that, you know, I'm still in control. But if you are obedient, you're able to get to see the whole glory.
Yes.
And there's thousands of things in the Bible that point to like the obedience. And it's hard because a lot of times you look crazy for being obedient.
Yes, you do.
Like you to the people, to the world, you might look crazy. Noah's Ark.
Go build it.
Build it. And like,
it ain't rain.
Yeah. You look crazy. To everybody else, you look crazy. Or like when people be like, well, why are you starting that business? Why you just quit your job that you was just making all that money for? And they don't get to see like the day-to-day of what God might be telling you to do.
The fruit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And by the aha moment, you'd be like, oh, that's why I had to do it. That's why you put me through this. That's why I had to go through that. Like, so it's really good hearing, like, the obedience that you're seeing, that you're taking, because I see it coming, but sometimes it's hard, and it's hard to do when you're in it yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the hard part about it. Like, you never know the ending of your story, but that's where the faith comes in.
Yes. Now, and I will say this, and this is maybe can be a different episode, but yeah, like, I'm in a I'm in a faith season. Like, I'm living faith, and we may want to we can. You just,
we'll circle back.
We're gonna circle back to that. But I had a question for you.
Okay.
What do you feel like you'll be prepared for? And I ask you that because in our short time of knowing each other, mm-hmm. one thing that I can tell about you is that you are a man of character, integrity, and a man of his word. And also somebody who's very driven. And you share some of the things, you know, and we ain't gotta share that, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. you're kind of, but like, you know, you share some of your dreams and goals, and you're going to do some major things in the kingdom. But, like, what do you feel like God is preparing you for?
Man, I hate when this happens.
Gotcha. Say no.
I hate when this happens. I feel like I'm two things. I feel like, one, I'm being prepared to be a husband right now.
Okay.
Like, I think I'm going through a...
Shout out, Michaela.
Yeah, shout out my baby. I think I'm going through a period of... having to lead and reaping the benefits of when I perform well at that during our trials, and also reaping the bad things that come when I don't do what I'm told or when I'm not obedient.
Yeah.
I think I'm seeing both. I think that that's preparing me to be the father that I say I want to be. That's preparing me to be the husband that I say I want to be. That's preparing me, most importantly, to be the man of God that I think I'm supposed to be. So I think it's almost like a sanctification process where things that the ways I used to operate, I don't feel the same way about anymore. Like, I'm feeling like not holier than now, but like conviction, so to speak, or like, why aren't you doing more for the kingdom? Why aren't you doing more? Why aren't you spending more time with me? I'm starting to feel that weight of not being close to God in certain areas where as I should be, or not making certain decisions that I feel like I should be making. So I think I'm being prepared for that. I also think I'm being prepared for the work that's coming that I don't know where it's going to come from or what it's going to look like. But I'm feeling the weight of pressure that most people who aren't believers might not feel. Because I'm a believer, I think God is stretching me to have faith so that when that time comes when I'm supposed to display it for everybody to see, I don't have any wavering doubt.
Yep.
So the mission can get accomplished.
Yeah. And we're going to come back to this faith topic because that keep coming up. And I have prayed that God would speak to us today about what to talk about, but that's a recurring topic, but that's good. And I kind of bring back to like the preparation, because I think sometimes God allows you to be in environments, even in preparation, that really help to refine you. And like I was telling you off camera about how, you know, when I was speaking, sometimes it was a challenging situation because, you know, like, you're not getting affirmed in the crowd, you know. But what I had to realize in that is that, hey, if you teaching and preaching God's word, you shouldn't need anybody to affirm that. If you're sharing what he gave you, it doesn't matter what the people say. Like, if you're being obedient to what he gave you to share, that's all that matters. You know, you know, like, you're in his will. So, you know, it just made me think about all that as well.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. And like, I would guess, like, in our journey, and you can speak for yourself as well, is like, the most important thing to the preparation is just knowing God's word.
Yeah.
Because I think he confirms a lot. He gives you like that discerning ear to like what's right, what's wrong, the direction you're supposed to go to. He'll send you the people that you're supposed to have in your life at that time for you as a tool. But if you're not discerning, or if you don't have that biblical literacy or like the practice or reps to be able to know what it is, it's going to be hard to like decipher.
Yeah.
That's for me. That's not for me. And I think that's where a lot of people start experiencing those hard times in preparation.
Yep.
Like, you know.
Yeah, nah, bro. And that's so good because I even find myself right now, I've been having to be in the Word. Mm. And I'm going to be honest, it's some days where I don't feel like it. Mm-hmm. Or like, you know, like I have a, like, it's sometimes, it's been hard for me some days to pray. Mm. It's been hard for me some days to want to continue this thing. Mm. Because sometimes the pressure gets so intense mm-hmm. that you want to revert back. I didn't do it, but you want to revert back to your old ways. The only thing is I have the wisdom to know that that's not going to yield no fruit.
Yeah.
That's not going to help me out. So like for me, it's been times where I've been tempted to go back to old habits and old ways of doing things that I know that would bring me like temporary fulfillment, mm-hmm. temporary and not really fulfillment. It's just temporary dopamine, really just shots of just like thinking I'm doing something to feel better about myself in the moment. But I've been fleeing from that. Mm. And I've been like steadily in prayer, like, God, listen, right now I don't really have the words, mm-hmm. but I need you. Like, I legit need you. And I got some confirmation this week. I was fasting this week, and two people told me, hey, in this season, guard your ear gates. Guard what you're listening to, what you're watching. Mm-hmm. So, like, even with my music choices, I've been locked. Because right now, I'm in such a transitional phase that I can't even entertain certain conversations right now. Mm. Like I can't entertain conversations that one don't edify my spirit, don't help encourage me. If it's something that has nothing to do about what I'm trying to pursue or do, or something about mm. you know that's gonna benefit somebody else or like help you out. If it's gossip stuff, I just can't indulge in that. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. You know, like I just would not respond.
Right.
You know, but you know, if it's stuff that's beneficial to either you or I in a friendship, then you know, I'm all for it. But I'm watching what I'm consuming right now because it's the little things that the enemy's trying to work on me to get me discouraged, you know? And what I've been doing is I've been looking back at what he's already brought me through, God. Mm-hmm. And that's been helping me stay encouraged through this process of preparation. And I'm like, man, if he brought me through this, if he got me through this situation right here, if he got me out of this, I know now he's not gonna fail me. Like I know it. So for me, that's been helping me really, really be encouraging this season in spite of everything. And damn, when I tell you literally everything yeah. that can go wrong, I can go wrong. Like yeah. literally, my mortgage went up, student loans out of the blue.
Yeah.
Job telling me, you know, you got to start looking for a position, you know, because, you know, we don't know how much longer you're going to be here. Mm. I'm going through like a true transitional season. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a part of it is God letting me live out my faith on display. Mm-hmm. Like it's no more ducking and dodging. Because even right now, people be asking me what you're going to do. I'm like, I'm trusting God. Mm. People be more worried than me. And like the other day, I was talking to one of my close friends and I was like, hey, one of the things that I struggle with is that when people ask me, their worry sometimes gets on to me. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not worried, but when I talk to them and they start kind of like worrying, it sometimes becomes contagious. Mm. That's why it's so important that, you know, that your community is so strong and that you're not listening to people who can't help you out. You know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. like, for me right now, I've been having to I've been having to watch what I say and who I say it to. Because mm-hmm. everybody's faith is not the same. And like, though God has given me this, I believe, a spirit of boldness to speak truth, you know, in his word, I mean, to his word, about his word, it's not easy, you know? So yeah, I don't know how I got there.
But that's good. Yeah. Last thing I'll say is like, just like the end times, like you never know the time or place, bro. And that comes with opportunities as well. Like, you don't know how long your preparation is going to take. You don't know the tests that you're taking in the preparation to mm-hmm. show God that, okay, now you're ready for
He's ready.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know those things until you get there. So the one thing that stood out to me that you just said was you didn't say the word, but I'm attaching a word to it, is discipline.
Yeah.
And spiritual discipline is another thing that I think I'm being prepared for. Like, when you don't feel this, when you don't feel love, when you don't feel, when you have to carry your cross, being disciplined to carry it, because it's like there, it's a daily task. Like, pick up your cross daily. If I'm like, that's a daily thing you got to decide. Daily. So, having that discipline to do that when you don't feel like it is the challenge.
Yeah,
because you might go strong 10, 12 days, 2 months, a year straight, and then it's that one time you're just like, man, I should, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep.
It's just that discipline that you need. So, but I think you find that in preparation.
Yes.
And you have to not harp on the mistakes or the slip ups. You got to get back to it. Like, it's just like going to the gym. We about to talk about the new year coming up soon. Like, mm-hmm. It's like, you know, everybody going to say new year, new me. But by November.
You teaching today.
By November, that it trickles off a little bit. So the only thing that slipped was the discipline.
Yep.
And then when you have the lack of discipline, the lack of obedience, now you're looking around like, oh my God, why me? When you're sitting in what you've been practicing.
Yep.
So, but we'll talk on
that. Yeah, no, that's good. Is that it?
That's all I got.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you next time on Easy Talk Show. Love Easy.